And it looks like Hillary Clinton's about to be nominated. She just needs two more delegates. South Dakota is up. Let's take a listen.
Votes 10 for the Senator Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, who inspired us all. And 15 for the 45th President of the United States. And the first one who will be called Madam President, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
South Dakota, you have cast 15 votes for Secretary Clinton and 10 votes for Senator Sanders.
Tennessee.
All right, now she has just gone over the top in delegates, and they're going to continue on, though, and then...
Rules are rules, Ro.
Yes, I've been told that, Judy.
Yeah, that is kind of, it's an odd thing that I thought they would go a little bit more crazy for that.
Right,
maybe
South
they'll
Dakota.
Just wait to the end.
All right, so the...
She has officially won the Democratic nomination.
Exactly.
I think it becomes official as soon as the gavel hits. But yeah, she's over the delegate count she needs.
She's over the top. And I guess this was the surprise that we were expecting was going to occur because they didn't do anything. The surprise, it's like the opposite of like the Republicans with Trump is that when there was going to be a surprise, it'd be something ridiculous. And here, the surprise is they're doing nothing until they get to the very end because out of respect for the Bernie Sanders
people.
Yeah,
that's what I think, too. In deference to Bernie Sanders, they're just playing it safe.
Right. All right. We'll continue on here, and then we'll listen to the gavel drop right after your news. Live from Philadelphia, where the first woman to be nominated by a major political party in the United States of America has just been nominated. Hillary Clinton just passed the number needed to, in the delegate count, to win the nomination. It is not official yet until the final gavel here, as Anna just pointed out. And we are waiting for Wyoming to finish up what they have to think about here. Is there a state with an X or a Z in it that I'm not aware of?
I don't think so.
Wyoming would be the last state.
What was your favorite state? Did you have a favorite in terms of what they said when they got up to the podium?
I like when Mike Madigan, the Prince of Darkness, stood there for Illinois. That was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. I like Guam. They just so much spirit. And they went on for a very long time.
The lady from Florida had candy cane glasses on, blue and white candy cane glasses, though. And so I thought that was kind of fun. I love the territories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love when Guam gets a shot at something. I don't think that they do the Marianas here. I think that the Republicans do them and not the Democrats.
I thought it was also interesting how they did delegates abroad and that Bernie Sanders' brother, Larry Sanders, was the one who made the announcement there and said our parents would be proud. And it was a very emotional moment. He teared up and you could see it really got him.
I thought it was interesting when they did Mexico and New Mexico. I thought that was particularly interesting.
Both, huh?
Yeah, that was. I think that was just a shot at Trump, but, you know, that's just me.
I'm seeing here that Vermont passed so that they could go last, kind of as a unity play there.
Oh, that's right. That's what they're going to do. We were told there was going to be that the moment where Vermont was going to have, and Bernie Sanders is coming down to the floor, to the Vermont delegation. And the question is, will Bernie Sanders actually do the votes that end this? Will he be the one to make the announcement? And that would really be quite a moment right here.
It'd be a nice showing of unity if they decide to do that.
And what if the Burners actually boo Bernie?
Well, they already have. But, I mean, they're not happy with what's going on.
They didn't
on.
Really boo Bernie. They booed everybody who said something about Bernie. But they didn't really boo Bernie last night.
A lot of the signs were talking about how he's turned on him. And he's, you know, he was the anti-establishment guy who turned and went establishment. So I think that there's that sentiment, but that he turned their back on him.
And yeah, I think that they were more mad at Elizabeth Warren. You know, they were calling her a sellout last night. Bernie's just, you know, he's like an old man. They don't want to, you know, what can't he get mad at old man for? He steals his wallet. That's all you could possibly
do.
Hard to
get mad at Bernie.
Yeah. West Virginia's on the clock right now. And Bernie is sitting in the Vermont delegation awaiting some sort of a moment here.
Wow. This could be big.
Yes. It's very exciting. Let's see what West Virginia has to say about itself.
Okay.
West Virginia, you have cast 19 votes for Secretary Clinton and 18 votes for Senator Sanders.
All right. Wisconsin,
you have 96 votes. How do you cast your votes?
Madam Secretary.
Over under on the mention of the Packers.
I am Senator Tammy Baldwin from the great state of Wisconsin.
I say yes.
Yes.
She's wearing Packers
and
yellow.
I am so proud to represent the Badger State and our 11 sovereign tribes here tonight. Wisconsin is a state where workers still make things, from ships, tools, and paper, to cheese, brats, and beer. We are home to the Bucks, the Brewers, and America's team, the Green Bay Packers.
Damn it.
Who's
team? And we are home to future Senator Russ Feingold. Tonight, we cast 49 votes for Senator Bernie Sanders. And we cast 47 votes for the next president of the United States, Secretary Hillary Clinton.
Thank you very much, Wisconsin. You've cast 47 votes for Secretary Clinton and 49 votes for Senator Sanders.
All right.
Wyoming.
Okay, so now second to last here.
Wyoming, you have 18 votes. How do you cast your votes?
Madam Secretary.
Home of Dick Cheney.
My name is Anna Caprell. I am the chairwoman of the Wyoming Democratic Party. Wyoming, the equality state and the home of many firsts. The first national park, the first national monument, the first state to guarantee women the right to vote, and the first state to elect a woman governor. Tonight, we are proud to be the last to cast our state.
Okay, now, Wyoming, surrounded by Black Lives Matter protesters.
For the next president of the
United Wyoming?
States,
yes.
The first woman president
Black
of the United States.
Black Lives Matter t-shirts.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
That's fairly interesting.
Thank you very much,
yes.
Wyoming. You have cast 11 votes for Secretary Clinton and 7 votes for Senator Sanders.
How many black people are there in Wyoming?
Did you see any
and
Black Lives Matter
Vermont.
People with other states?
How do you cast your 26 votes?
Okay, here we go. Here's the moment.
I'm Dottie Deans, chair of the Vermont Democratic Party. On behalf of the great state of Vermont, a state that helped fight and win the revolution that gave birth to our United States of America, the state that helped fight and win the political revolution of 2016, thanks to our Senator Bernie Sanders. A state whose leaders denounced the demagoguery of Joseph McCarthy, and today whose leaders like Madeleine Cunin, Howard Dean, Peter Welch, and our own Senator Leahy speak out against the modern-day McCarthy, Donald Trump. On behalf of the home state of Senator Bernie Sanders, who has changed the trajectory of this country in a way that will make the lives of working Americans better for generations to come.
This is Vermont about to cast the final votes.
Do you see Bernie walking up there?
He is behind. We don't see him actually walking up yet. He hasn't stood up. He's sitting in the delegation.
Vermont, cast our votes. Vermont casts our votes.
She tries to pull him up. Hold on.
22 votes for our beloved Senator Sanders. And 4 for the next president, Hillary Clinton. It is now my honor to present our Senator Bernie Sanders.
Here we go.
This is the last cast of votes for the nomination. Hillary Clinton's already over the top, but this ends the roll call, and Bernie Sanders is going to end the roll call here.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I move that the convention suspend the procedural rules. I move that all votes cast by delegates be reflected in the official record. And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
That's an historic moment you're listening to on WGN. Bernie Sanders standing up and asking that the Democratic National Convention nominate his rival, Hillary Clinton. Feel it at Pratt & Maddox, got the WGN traffic trouble spots.